For the purpose, critique, and review in education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast is presenting...
Surprise! Are you expecting us not to be here a second time this week? Well, it's the new... These are the ponies. The numbers are there. Let's race it. Madonna, Uniquities, number 17.
It's kind of like when you go to the store and you buy cereal. Yeah. You get that extra bonus. It's like, oh my gosh.
That extra Lucky Charms toy in the box.
But something happened and somebody was a disgruntled employee and let a ton of friggin' marshmallows in and more toys. And you're like, yes, I got it. We're back with another Madonna.
That sounds like that's a good analogy. I like that. So we're focusing a little bit more on Like a Virgin album this week. I want to play the track that could have been maybe in some other countries, some other regions of the world. Should have been a single. It's a song Madonna wrote. It was the B-side of Dress You Up, but I'm talking about the song called Shoo-Bee-Doo.
Oh, I remember that. Wow. So, now you're going back.
So here it is in its pure album form, Shoo-Bee-Doo.
Shoo-Bee-Doo-Bee-Doo. Here's what I see. I see so much confusion, and it's killing me.
know, coming into this video, you talk about all the weird different videos. Okay, video, song. See, we got a video in my brain.
We have made up a video for what this song should have been or could have been.
Yes, but it's like so simplistic back then. Madonna, like you said, on a 1950 USO, boom, boom, boom. And now she's on a bomber and she's just going to fly away and break everybody's heart.
I started out this conversation saying, I picture her being like something like Rosie the Riveter. You know,
100% the dance hall girl. Yeah,
and then she plays every character in the World War II thing. The hat check girl,
the barmaid, the cigarette girl, everything.
The taxi dancer, the onstage Andrews sisters, you know, as the lead.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then leading in she would play all the characters for this. And at the very end, it'd still be color, but it shows like she is the pinup girl on the side of the bomber.
Yeah, the B-52 bomber. That was perfect. We just wrote.
And then it fades to black and white.
You just wrote, and I just co-wrote and produced that video that fast. Didn't cost us anything. That's why it's called the box set of the mind.
Madonna, we will give you that idea for free, but we have to meet you.
Oh.
Because we have it documented here in our podcast.
Yes, Madonna. One day.
That's your video you can make redo for Shooby-Doo.
In this life or the next world, we're going to meet you. I know I am.
So, getting into a point around the same kind of time frame, it's been posted on a few message boards or a few websites that Duran Duran once said that Madonna sang backup on a few of their songs.
I don't believe it.
It's kind of, it's still under lock and key.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because unless she did it before she became famous, I don't hear it.
Well, they're saying the time frame was, it was kind of right, it's just weird, you know, it's one of those gray areas, you know.
Wow.
But I kind of got looking around for a Madonna, Duran Duran thing. What I did find was a mashup.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
This is
a
pretty good.
A D-Jane Wayne special first here on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Well, I found it. I didn't mix it.
Well, okay. Well, you uploaded it, so you got to get credit.
I've got to give credit here. But is Madonna's Into the Groove and Duran Duran's Wild Boys?
Oh, this is going to be great.
Because they actually kind of have the same backbone, spine to it. So, dig it.
Dig it. You got to.
Well, that's about as close as we're going to get to a Madonna and Duran Duran mashup together.
Only bizarre thing about that is, though, is you hear, like you say, like you hear a woman's voice. I hear like a very high tone soprano guy.
After all that, and when Duran Duran finally's vocals come in on just the two words, Wild Boys, I swear I hear, maybe in my own dimensional voice or my own dimensional head, Madonna did sing back up on that song. Hey,
listen. Fantasies, reality, cross. We live in Vegas. We want to go to L.A. and some of us live a dream. So where does it begin and end? It's just got to keep it at a good, sensible pace. That's all. Because who knows? It could have been Madonna, but they don't want to release it because she's famous.
So anyway, you can vote on Shoo-Bee-Doo or the Madonna Duran Duran mashup Into the Wild Groove. WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, Instagram. You just got to hit your little finger, hit that like button. And while you're listening to our podcast, reach over and hit that little like button.
And Madonna.
It helps us.
We're going to want to meet you. We're not stalking. We're fans. You just got us our own podcast based on your life. Just got to meet you. Just got to meet her one day. That's the goal, man.